This is Primal Potential, and I am your host, Elizabeth Benton. Primal Potential is about you. Your ability to change is not defined by yesterday and doesn't need to wait until tomorrow. Your transformation is now. Let's get started.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the Primal Potential Podcast. I am Elizabeth Benton. Thank you so much for spending a little bit of your day with me today. You know how I mentioned a couple weeks ago that I am in the process of re-recording, kind of restructuring Breaking Barriers? Breaking Barriers is my mindset-specific online e-course. Well, I am going to be sharing with you one of the new lessons from the new Breaking Barriers. Very excited about it. It has been, this new lesson, really helpful for me, a very simple and always available method of coming back to a place in my mind, in my day, in my choices where I feel powerful. And I shared it with what I'm going to share with you today. I shared with my 12 Weeks to Transformation clients, my Master's Club clients, and they really responded in the same way to it. They felt like it is a very helpful and simple tool to come back to a place where you feel capable and motivated to win the moment you are in. Sidebar, before I share it with you, the waitlist is open for the winter 2019 12 Weeks to Transformation. So if you are interested in kicking off your new year working with me, definitely get on the waitlist. I'll put a link to it in the show notes for today's episode, which you can find at primalpotential.com/532. Or if you don't want to go through the show notes, just go to primalpotential.com and hit the Work With Me tab in the upper right-hand side. If you want to know more about how the 12 Weeks to Transformation works or what it's like to work with me as a coach and how that's different from the podcast, take a listen to episode 515, and I will put a link to that in the show notes for today's episode as well. Before we get to today's topic, which I love and have been listening to myself repeatedly just to get in a good frame of mind to get good things done, let me share with you quickly a workout that I loved recently and also a meal I loved recently. You guys have heard me talk about this meal before. You'll see that my meal rotation is pretty small because I'm pretty simple. I eat foods I love that love me back, and when I find them, I stick with them. My keto burrito bowl. I don't personally follow a ketogenic diet because I eat more vegetables than my body would allow if I wanted to be in a state of ketosis, but I do definitely lean towards those kinds of principles, not overeating protein, moderating starch and sugar. And I love, 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 and there's a recipe for it on my blog. I'll put it in the show notes for today for these keto burrito bowls. I love the flavor combination. I love the fact that I'm getting lots of great vegetables, especially from like cauliflower rice, and I'll use garlic and I'll use jalapeno, good fats from avocado. Flavors are amazing. Nutrient density is amazing. And you're getting everything that I love in a burrito bowl, but without starchy rice, without beans, things like that. So, and without any processed ingredients. And I find that they're cheaper to make at home than if I were to go out and try and buy something like this. And also just so freaking delicious, right? So good. So that is what I had very recently. I will put a link to the recipe in the show notes, primalpotential.com/532. A workout that I loved recently. I'm going to share one of the simplest workouts, but it was really challenging. And it's just a 1,000 meter row for time, three times with 3 minutes rest in between. So you row 1,000 meters as fast and as hard as you can. Then you rest for 3 minutes and you do it again. And then you rest for 3 minutes and you do it again. The thing I love about these workouts is that they are as easy or as hard as you make them. And I know that growth requires discomfort. So my mantra to myself in these kinds of workouts is get uncomfortable, stay uncomfortable. As opposed to kind of phoning it in and resisting that discomfort. That used to be my MO in the gym. Resist discomfort. If it starts to burn, if I start breathing too hard, I dial back. But now I really lean into that because I know that growth and change, mentally and physically, requires some discomfort. So I busted my butt on that, sucking wind, lungs burning, legs shaking, and it felt so good. With that out of the way, I want to share with you one of the lessons that I recently recorded for the new Breaking Barriers.
The only place from which you can create change is the present. I am on a mission to help people stop wasting time getting caught up in the past or fearing the future. The past can't create change and the future can't either. The only place where you have any power to affect change in your life is today, right now. It is very likely that you have a habit of letting your focus shift to the past, where you beat yourself up for things that you've done, or you let your attention shift to the future, where you get nervous, where you give in to fear. I've heard it said that too much focus on the past is called depression, and too much focus on the future is called anxiety. Right now, today, is your place of power. When you are here, right now, today, in this moment, you are firmly rooted in reality. But when your attention, your energy is in the past, you're no longer in reality. You are in your mind. You are in your imagination, manufacturing past experiences that are not here anymore right now. And the same thing is true when we give our attention to the future. You are no longer rooted in reality. You are either positively or negatively daydreaming, manufacturing something other than reality. Because the only thing that is truly real is what is happening now. Everything else you manufacture in your mind. At the gym, we talk a lot, especially in CrossFit, about your power stance. When people have a stance that is too wide or too narrow, one of the coaches will often say, if I asked you to show me your maximum broad jump, meaning how far you can leap from where you stand to someplace in front of you, how would you stand? If your feet were too wide, you wouldn't be able to push off, right? And same thing, if your feet were too narrow, you wouldn't get even a fraction of your total power. Your power stance in CrossFit is going to be the place from which you can confidently, comfortably, and most powerfully leap forward. And that is generally going to be with your feet under your shoulders to under your hips. That width differential is your power stance. If they're too wide, if they're too narrow, you lose your power. And there is also a power stance related to creating change in your life. When your attention and your energy and your emotion is on the past, whether that is an hour ago, last weekend, or the last 10 years, you're not in your power stance. That is like doing a broad jump with your legs spread as far apart as you could. You couldn't generate any power. You diminish your power when your stance isn't right. That is true in life. Similarly, in life, for creating change, when your energy, your attention, your emotion is in the future, you don't have that power stance to take advantage of the only place from which you can create change, which is right now. Your power stance, where you have the most power, is right here, right now. Not focused on the future, not focused on the past, not focused on the problem. Rooted in this moment. What you can do right now. And this, like all things, is a stance you have to practice. And every moment of every day gives you a chance to practice. In the gym, a coach will walk around and say, hey, your feet are too wide. Bring it in. Narrow your stance. Or put a little more space there. Spread your feet just a bit. You'll have more power from that stance. You get to coach yourself in that way. When you notice your mind, your attention, your thoughts, your emotion, your fears coming from the past or the future, that's not your power stance. Bring it right now to this moment. Be where your feet are. The present moment is the only place where you can affect change. And people who say, I can't stop beating myself up for something that happened before, or I'm so worried about this thing that might happen in the future, I remind them, you are the thinker. You are not your thoughts. Come back to your power stance, which is right here, right now. What can you do? Coming back to that again and again, just like in the gym, we come back to that power stance again and again. After a few reps, you realize, oh, my stance is a little bit wide. Or things feel off and you look down and you say, oh, my stance is a little bit narrow. We can coach ourselves in the same way. Come back to this moment. Your power stance is right here, where you always have the opportunity to acknowledge and to act on what you can do right now. In this moment, the present moment, you can always control your effort and your attitude. You can't control what happened yesterday. You can't control what happens tomorrow. But right here, right now, you can control the choice you make next. You can control your attitude. Check yourself. How's your attitude? Is it good or is it bad? How can you improve it right now? Is it helpful or is it harmful? How can you shift it right now? Are you focused on the problem or on the solution? How can you shift right now? How's your effort? On a scale of 1 to 10, how hard are you trying today? And how can you improve your effort right now? Do not waste your time or your energy on things that are in the past. Do not give your energy to fear of the future, because the only place where you have any power is right here, right now. I want you to practice as many times as possible, returning your attention to your power stance. Think of your power stance as being where your feet are, thinking about what you can do to win the moment you're in. That is your power stance. And if you have to return to that a million times a day, return to it a million times a day. If you need to set a reminder in your calendar on your phone 25 times a day that just says power stance, or be in this moment, win the moment you're in, be where your feet are, do that work. And you will become more powerful, more positive, and more productive than you ever thought possible.
All right, I hope you really enjoyed that. And I just want to remind you that it is not enough to hear something and be moved by it. You don't want to just be an observer of information. Practice it. What can you do to practice this today? How can you incorporate this today? How can you remind yourself to return to this concept and to the implementation of it again and again and again? And you guys know that very recently we added Fabletics as a sponsor, and I felt like it was very appropriate to talk about them in an episode where we're talking about power stance. Because how can you talk about power stance without talking about maybe squatting? And how can we talk about squatting without making sure that your butt looks good when you do it? I'm a little booty obsessed for my own life. But I will take any opportunity to talk about squatting or getting strong. My mom knows this. I think I've shared with you guys that for years and years, My mom has cringed at the idea of the workouts that I do or my sister does, and she'd say things like, "Be safe, girls. I don't want you to get hurt." And I'd tell her, "Mom, being weak is way more dangerous. Lacking strength is way more dangerous than going into a gym with a coach or a trainer and getting strong." And of course, I thought of her the other day when I saw something that said, "Weak things break." It's true. Weak things break. One of the reasons I'm so passionate about getting and staying strong, and why I was so excited when my mom, a few months ago, started CrossFit. Never having worked out really in her life, certainly never having lifted weights in her whole life, and she's past her mid-60s, and she's hooked. She loves it. The thing that intimidated her, that she thought wasn't safe, she is loving it, and she's getting stronger, and she's also hooked on Fabletics because she realized that she didn't have any clothes that were great for moving, right? You need to be able to move well in the clothes. You need to feel like your bras aren't a distraction. Like you don't want to jump up and down because of your bra. No, that's not going to work. And because you're doing something that makes you feel really good, you also want to look nice too without spending a kajillion dollars. I'm too cheap for that. Every single time I wear my Fabletics leggings to the gym, which is almost always because I keep buying more of them. I wore the pink and gray camo ones the other day that I just got. I posted them on Instagram. Got tons of comments. And people are always like, "I love your leggings. Where'd you get them?" Fabletics. Especially because most people who either buy Nike or Reebok or Lululemon are used to spending between $80 and $100 per pair. But with Fabletics, this is the perfect time to talk about it too as we go into the holidays, you can get two pairs for $24.99, which is just crazy. So whether you're buying them for yourself or you're taking advantage of the crazy good deal to stock up on gifts for somebody in your family who either works out regularly or who wears leggings or whatever, or screw the leggings, get some sports bras, some shirts, some jackets, whatever. But yeah, I think they are gorgeous. They are super comfortable. They are crazy affordable. And if you go through fabletics.com/primalpotential, you can take advantage of that deal on a crazy good price for two pairs of leggings. So don't miss out on that. Then you can love your pants while you're in your power stance. And that's a poem, which makes it perfect. Definitely check it out. fabletics.com/primalpotential. And tag me on Instagram to show me which ones you get. I really like the Power Hold leggings. I feel like they're warm. Sometimes leggings can be really thin and flimsy and not feel like they're going to last for a long time. The Power Hold leggings from Fabletics, they feel very, very sturdy, but they're not stiff and they're not, you know, going to get too hot. Like I've had some pairs before from Athleta and such that are lined and those just get too hot. These Power Hold ones are the perfect blend of really flexible and comfortable to move in, but also not so thin that they're going to wear out quickly or not be warm enough, but they're also not too warm. So fabletics.com/primalpotential, perfect time to take advantage of this, even if it's for, you know, your daughters, your sisters, whatever, whoever likes leggings. Men in your life like leggings? Perfect. Perfect. Even better. All right, y'all. I hope you have an amazing day. I'd love to hear what you do with this idea of the power stance. And I'd also love to see your Fabletics leggings. So tag me on Instagram. You can find me there at Elizabeth Benton. Make it a great day, and I'll chat with you soon.
Thank you so much for joining me for another episode of the Primal Potential Podcast, where my goal is not to inform you, but to transform you. And if you would like to receive free motivation and strategy and recipes, workouts, meal ideas every week right to your inbox, just text the word PRIMAL to the number 44222 or go to primalpotential.com/join. It's a great way to get the tools, the strategies, and the practical implementation assistance that you need to create your own transformation between podcast episodes. Just text the word PRIMAL to the number 44222 or go to primalpotential.com/join. See you there.